A few dozen moms in Wilmington have been seeking solace from one another as part of a group that none wanted to be part of, mothers whose children have been killed by gunfire. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on the women who call themselves We Are the Moms.
Jackie Kennard has lost two sons to gun violence. Omar was first, gunned down in 2007.
I walked around in the cloud for the longest time because my friends weren't burying their children. So nobody really understood what I was going through. And I was angry because they didn't understand. They hadn't been there. They haven't gone through that. I felt alone.
Nearly a decade later, she was finally starting to heal when her son Terrence suffered the same fate. His alleged killers were arrested last year and pled guilty this month to second-degree murder.
It's a struggle. I have good days. I have bad days. I was seeing a psychiatrist. I'm just going to be real with you with that because the depression had got so much. Just when I felt like I was getting better with Omar, then I buried another son.
So when We Are the Moms get together to have a meal and commiserate, tell their stories, cry, and even laugh together, Kennard tries to be there.
We are the moms. We're the ones that's left behind pretty much to pick up the pieces. You have fathers that have lost children too, but it always seems to fall back on the mom.
City Councilwoman Xanthia Oliver, who has seen gun violence affect her own family and friends, has organized the women and helped many get grief counseling. She said many suffer from the stigma that they are somehow at fault.
They weren't crappy mothers. They were average single parents doing the best they can do to try to raise a boy.
Oliver had the women recognized in June during a city council meeting. Last month, several met with Police Chief Wilfredo Campos in a church basement in hopes that police would refocus on solving their children's killings. The chief was raised in poverty by a single mother in Wilmington and said he empathizes with the women.
One of the things that is really important is always remembering the victim. Even though they may be cold cases, we don't forget that someone actually lost a brother, a son, sister, a father, or an uncle.
During the session with Campos, Sharif Stewart implored him to get to the bottom of her daughter's 2020 homicide. She says 23-year-old Alexis Cumberbatch was hit by a stray round in a hail of bullets fired by a member of the notorious Northpac gang. A teenage boy also was killed and two young men wounded. Afterwards, Stewart spoke of her ongoing anguish and how she has persevered to finish school and become a phlebotomist.
I struggle with just day-to-day living, waking up in the morning, getting ready for work. You know, I pick my battles. Do I cry now and get it out of me before I walk in the building? Or do I wait for my drive home and take the long way home to get it out? But I struggle on.
Joining the other women brings her moments of consolation.
It feels good to know that I'm not by myself and that I'm not the only one stuck.
Tiffany Wiggins is also still seeking justice for her son, Brandon Wiggins, who was murdered while he sat in his car in 2014. Tiffany, an HR manager at the Wilmington Port, still chokes up when she talks about it.
My son, it's always a touchy subject. Excuse my shakiness in my voice, but it's been 9 years since my son's been murdered.
Like Stewart, she finds some comfort in the company of the other moms who have suffered the same excruciating loss.
It's very good to meet with the other mothers because it kind of helps us and it gives a little bit of solace in knowing that we're not alone, we're not by ourselves. Of course, we all have our own stories, but it is great to meet with the other mothers because it helps you move on.
Jenna Carter's mission is to do just that. Her son, Jerron Smullen, was gunned down in 2019, and his killer got 21 years in prison.
I get to encourage and motivate them to live. I'm trying to heal the community or help mothers to heal in the community. What this group does is gives me the opportunity to give back. When I go, I always try to bring the group together because the mothers are angry and some things haven't been solved. But being mad, being angry does not bring him back.
Since 2017, 176 people have been shot to death and another 744 wounded by gunfire in Wilmington, making the city of 71,000 people one of the most violent per capita in America. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.